Welcome to the National Bicycle Greenway's Mountain Mover podcast series. Here you will get up close and personal with people who are taking giant steps for the betterment of cyclists and for the planet itself.
National Bicycle Greenway Director Martin Krieg spent some time talking to five different people who work in San Francisco as professional bike messengers. He set out to learn more about an occupation that few people know very much about. Hopefully, you will go away with a better understanding of how what looks like glory and fun to some is a lot like any other kind of work, where responsibility, discipline, patience, and people skills are important keys to success.
Okay, we're here at the wall, and it's on the intersection of the E-Trade building, intersection of Battery and Market Street, and I got about the statue. Oh, this is a statue, I'm sorry. What statue is that?
I don't know.
Where's the wall?
It's mechanics. You saw all the block.
Yeah. Where's the wall?
Wall's that way.
One block that way.
Well, don't you guys hang there too?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is like the hanging of the statues today, huh? Okay. All right, I got it. All right. Listen, I'm still on location at the statue at Sansom Market and Battery, and I got a bunch of psychedelic bike messengers here, and help me understand a little bit about what it's like to ride a bike in San Francisco and on these crazy streets. Okay. All right. What's your name, dude?
Chris.
What is it?
Chris.
Chris? Chris, let me I want to ask you a few questions about your work here as a bike messenger. How long have you been schlepping packages around?
About 9 years.
Nine years? Packages? Wow. And who do you work for? Who's your employer?
Freewheeling Attorney Services.
Freewheeling Attorney Services. That tells me probably the kind of work you do is you deliver legal briefs and things like that.
And court research, stuff like that.
And court research?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So who, like, for example, are your clients? Who's an example of your clients, for example?
Howard Rice, City Attorney, Kauf, McLean, McGuire, Bassey, mainly law firms.
Is it fun?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. What kind of stuff do you deliver?
Mostly do court filings, do service of process. A lot of it's just 1011s, which is basically somebody files something. By law, they have to serve a copy of it to the opposing counsel same day, that kind of thing. Occasionally, summons and complaints, subpoenas, stuff like that.
So do you ever actually have to hand people, what do they call that when you have to summon them to court?
Service of process.
Okay, you do that, huh?
Yep.
they ever get mad at you?
Sometimes.
Yeah? Cool. Okay. How about, how long does an average delivery take?
It depends. If I'm just taking something from point A to point B, probably like 5 or 10 minutes, depending how far it is. If I'm going to court, it could take anywhere to up to an hour and a half. Depends on how the line is.
Wow, and so like you're taking it to court or taking it to like the clients that you're taking it to, is it such that you've got to, do they pay, the people that pay to deliver, they pay by the hour or by the package?
We get paid by the delivery. They contract us and we charge them per delivery for whatever we're doing for them, plus so, waiting time.
So you know you're going to be waiting in like in a law firm or something like that, a court situation. They build that into the pay structure?
Oh, yeah. We charge them waiting time.
Okay. How much of the time are you actually riding versus inside a building?
It depends. Lately, I haven't been riding that much because it's been slow.
Yeah.
But I'll spend half the day sitting around and the other half of the day rushing back and forth between downtown. Oh, you all right?
Okay, say it again.
For the step.
Yeah. Most of the time you're not, you're actually inside buildings, huh?
Or sitting around outside standing by.
Yeah.
Usually we're busy in the morning. Around lunch, we're like dead for a couple hours, and then around 2 or 3, we end up getting busy with court filings and serves.
Uh-huh.
Because for 1011s, they basically, by law, have to be done by 5.
Uh-huh.
So usually at the end of the day, we'll get a bunch of court filings, run up to court, file them, and then try to make it to do the serves before 5.
Fascinating. So when it's cold and rainy, how do you keep yourself presentable in an office situation?
Presentable?
Yeah.
It's not so much about, I keep myself presentable by chewing gum after I drink a coffee with some rum in it to keep warm. That's the extent of it.
Really?
When you're riding through rain and mud and soaking wet, I don't really think presentable enters into the picture.
No, so they know you're going to be all kind of, they get a bike message you're going to deliver, and they know you're going to be kind of road weary, huh?
You're going to be covered in mud and soaking wet.
Yeah.
Mainly I just try to keep warm and at least somewhat dry.
Well, you know, in New York City, there's stories of guys that, bike messengers that hang out over the manhole covers for the steam there. Is that, what do you do to keep warm?
There's a lot of places you can go indoors. Like 101 Second has a big open area indoors where you can just sit. Also, up by the courthouse when I'm waiting outside before I go in, there's a little manhole cover that heat comes out of. I've stood over that before.
You said something about rum. You use that also?
Not usually. Just when it's really cold every now and then, you know. I don't really drink on the job. Some people do, but...
So what I'm wondering is, like, when you go in and out of buildings, all these climate control buildings, is that hard, especially during the summer?
During the summer, it's nice, because, like, last week when it was in the 80s, I was all sweating, walk into an office, kind of linger for a minute because I got the air conditioner going. It's harder during the winter because... you're wearing all this gear and trying to keep warm, and you go into a heated building. By the time you get out, you're sweating.
Do you worry about locking your bikes when you go inside?
Not really. I've got it pretty well locked down. I mean, somebody with a good set of tools in about 15, 20 minutes of time could easily take everything off of it. But
So what are you rolling on?
Today, a road bike. That silver one over there.
The Klein?
Yep.
Okay, and then how do you just lock it with, like, a kryptonite or something?
Yeah, usually I just lock it to the head tube.
Yeah.
And I've got skewers that need a wrench to take off. I don't have the quick release on my wheels.
Is that a fixed gear?
No.
You don't want it fixed?
Oh, I've had a fixed gear sometimes too.
Yeah, yeah. So what's the best kind of bike for this kind of job?
It depends. For what I do, fixie's probably the most fun because I'm just in the flats going downtown and uptown and back. If I had a job where I was going up and down hills all day, I'd definitely want a road bike.
How many miles do you think you ride in a day, average day?
I don't know, probably like 15 or 20.
Yeah? Great.
I used to ride 60, but...
60?
Yeah, back when I was working for a regular messenger company, they'd send us all, like, they'd basically just do loops around the city.
Whoa.
They'd average about 60 miles a day.
Wow. Really? So, are you respected by business people?
More or less, like most of our clients have come to rely on us. And that's part of the thing of being a legal courier is when you go in and you pick something up, you're basically doing helping the paralegal do her job. They don't really know the ins and outs of the court system, and we look over the documents, make sure they're signed, make sure they have the right documents, all of that. So, yeah, I mean, we've basically saved them enough times that they have a lot of respect for us, and when we tell them something's wrong, they listen.
Great. Okay, well, do you find that, like, are there any real heavy loads you got to carry, any heavy packages?
Yeah, we're expected to be able to carry up to 2 banker boxes.
What's a banker box?
It's basically, boxes that bankers use. Lawyers like them, too. It's, I don't know, probably about, not quite sure of the dimensions, big, heavy box.
Is there a weight limit?
I think they've gone, I mean, I think I've carried some up to about 30 or 40 pounds each. I'm not really sure. I've never weighed them. But basically imagine a box about, I don't know, a foot deep, like not that deep, that wide, that long, stuffed full of paper.
Do you have a car?
Nope.
Most bike messengers don't have cars, is that correct?
Not ones that live in San Francisco. There's not really anywhere to park one. I had one for about a year, and it finally got towed, so...
All right.
I paid $400 for it in Vermont. Drove it for about 10,000 miles. Actually, for about a year living here, I had it with expired Vermont plates on it, and the cops never bugged me. But finally, they towed it for my 23rd parking ticket. So, like I said, I paid $400 for it, so it was hardly worth getting it out of inbound.
All right. How much time do you spend on elevators?
That's a good question. Never really tallied it up, but probably at least. I would guess at least a half hour to 45 minutes a day.
On an elevator?
Collectively, at least.
Wow, wow, wow.
And then you go into a building, spend a minute or two on the way up and a minute or two on the way down.
Do you get bonuses at all?
Christmas bonuses.
Yeah. So in some, can you live off bike messenger work?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, it depends. Like, a lot of companies don't pay that well, and in order to get a, you know, in order to get a good paying job, you basically have to know people and know what you're doing. It takes a while. You can't just walk in off the street and be making, like, you know, $40,000 or $50,000 a year. You know, uh-huh. Ain't gonna happen.
Uh-huh. So, can I ask about what you make, or is that private information?
Probably around $40,000 a year.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing.
Wow. Great. So, essentially, do you ever get tips?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Not very often.
No.
Once in a great while, somebody will give me a tip. But.
Okay. What's the lifespan of a bike messenger? You've been doing it 7 years. That seems like a long while. Is
actually
that
9. There's been
9 years.
People out here have been doing it for like 20. So.
20 years.
I think there's one or two people out here in their 60s.
Wow.
People in their 40s. So. Yeah.
Wow. Is it a kind of a fun? Is there glory in the job?
Not really. It's kind of more of a thing of I don't have to sit in an office all day. I get to wander around town, talk to interesting people all day long, and I'm in a hell of a lot better shape than I would be if I was in an office all day, that's for sure.
All right. So what would you say to someone considering work as a bike messenger? Would you recommend it, or how would you what would you tell some kid or someone thinking about becoming a bike messenger?
I guess it depends on why. If you don't mind eating ramen and barely being able to make rent for the first couple of years, go for it.
Yeah. So it takes a while to kind of build up a track record of service such that you can get, and it sounds like you've got one of the more gourmet jobs, huh?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of good companies around, but the thing is that like most of the big companies don't really pay that well, and you basically got to start off there. For one of the good companies to hire you, some number of factors. First of all, you got to be experienced because they don't like training people, and you got to know what you're doing. Aside from that, you've got to know the people who work there because they want to hire people that get along with everybody in the company. And the biggest one is you basically have to wait for someone to quit. So, like, when somebody quits, then everybody who works at a lot of the small companies, like, look around, oh, why don't we hire him, you know, or her.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of a combination of those factors for the good jobs.
Okay, Chris, there's tracks and there's car doors and there's all kinds of gotchas here in the on the streets as I look around. And my own experience of rolling in San Francisco. Do you ever crash?
Not so much anymore.
No?
It's been a while. Yeah, after a while, you just kind of get the hang of it. Like, the tracks don't bother me.
Yeah.
You just hit them at an angle or hop over them.
Mm-hmm.
As far as car doors go, after a while, you just kind of get a sense of, like, you see the car moving over towards the curb, you're probably going to open the door. You always watch for passengers in the seat. And whenever I'm pulling up to certain intersections, I go really slow. Like, last week, I almost got doored, but I was going slow enough that I kind of got around it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Wow. Great.
You never fly past the cars by 5th and Market. That's pretty much one of the big dooring zones on Market Street there.
Oh, really? 5th and Market. Make a note of that.
Yeah, that's one of the most notorious intersections for getting doored, because people always, when they pull up to the red light, they're going over to Neiman Marcus to shop or something, and
yeah.
The passengers, oh, I'll just get out here, you know.
All right.
A lot of times they open the door before the car even stops moving. That's
uh-huh.
When it's, you know.
Cool. All right, well, Chris, it's been great talking with you. Thanks for some insight here. I'm going to go walk down the statue here and see if I can get anybody else interested in talking about their work. Thanks, Chris.
All right, guys.
You rock, dude.
You just heard from one of the 5 bike messengers who took time for our NBG Mountain Movers podcast series. Hopefully you were able to get an inside look at how regular, everyday people use the bicycle for a genuine livelihood.
That wraps up another edition of the National Bicycle Greenways Mountain Movers podcast series. We hope you enjoyed it. This has been NBG Director and Awake Again author Martin Krieg. For more info about the NBG, go to nationalbicyclegreenway.com. To access this podcast in the future and to hear other shakers and movers that we've interviewed, go to bikeroute.com.